Bushfire safety in outback South Australia. Before you go, seek information on outback travel and bushfire safety. Check the CFS website. Follow CFS on Facebook and Twitter. But you may not always have a phone signal with internet access. Check the road conditions, fire danger ratings, and the long-range weather forecast. Postpone or modify your travel plans when dangerous fire weather is forecast. Carry woolen blankets, a good first aid kit, protective clothing, not synthetic, and sturdy boots in your car. Always carry extra supplies of food and plenty of water. Carry some other form of communication equipment, satellite phone, UHF and/or VHF radio, a signal device, or personal locator beacon, PLB. Plan your route and take hard copies of maps. Let someone know your plans and if they change. Understand the distances and remote conditions between roadhouses and townships. Do not light a fire on a total fire ban day. On a total fire ban day, you can only use a gas or electric barbecue if the barbecue is within 15 metres of a domestic or commercial premises or on a coastal foreshore. It is clear of all flammable vegetation to a distance of at least 4 metres. A person who is able to control the fire is present at the site of the fire until it is extinguished. An appropriate extinguisher is at hand. During the fire danger season, when there is not a total fire ban, you can only light a campfire for cooking purposes when the fire is in a 30 centimetre deep trench and no more than 1 square metre in area. You have a 4 metre cleared space of flammable vegetation around and above the fire. A responsible person is in attendance at all times with water and or an extinguisher. Fires can be started accidentally when people are not careful with cars, campfires and cigarette butts. Obey the rules. Stay safe. Avoid fines. While you're travelling in the outback, avoid travelling in areas where bushfires are burning. Stay alert and use your senses. What's the weather like? Can you smell smoke? You are unlikely to have radio or phone coverage if you have left a township area. If you have coverage, stay tuned to one of the emergency broadcasters listed or call the information hotline on 1800 362 361 TTY 133677 for information on bushfires in the area. Do not expect an official warning or help from emergency services in the outback. Don't rely solely on electronic mapping devices like GPS and mobile phones, as they may be out of range or affected by smoke and local conditions. Know the fire ban district you are in and check the fire danger ratings every day. Enjoy bushfire safe activities on dangerous days. Check the regulations and find out if there is a total fire ban in place before starting a campfire or using your barbecue or cooking stove. Don't throw a cigarette butt from a car or where it will come into contact with flammable vegetation. Do not smoke within 2 metres of flammable bush or grass outside a township. You could start a bushfire and endanger yourselves and others. You could be liable and penalties apply. Only park in cleared areas. Never drive your car over long grass or vegetation. You could start a bushfire when your hot car exhaust comes into contact with flammable plant matter. If you see smoke, slow down and be aware that there could be people, vehicles and animals on the road. Pull over to the side of the road and stop your vehicle in a clear area. Turn your car headlights on and close windows and outside vents. Ensure you are not in the path of the fire. Keep your headlights and hazard lights on and wait until the smoke clears. If you can't escape the path of the fire, stay inside your vehicle. It offers better protection than being in the open. Pull off the road to avoid collisions in poor visibility. Park in a clear area, preferably behind a solid structure to block some of the heat. Face your car towards the fire. Turn the engine and air conditioning off. Tightly close the doors, windows, and air vents. Lie on the floor and shelter under woolen blankets to protect yourself from radiant heat. Avoid dehydration. Drink lots of water. Heat and smoke from the fire and fumes from the car may make breathing difficult. Stay under the blankets and cover your mouth with a moist cloth or P2 mask. Stay down until the sound of the fire has passed. Carefully leave the car. It will be hot. Move to a safe area, such as a strip of land that has already burnt. If you encounter a bushfire on foot or bike, do not try to outrun the flames. Head for a natural fire break, for example, clearings or rocky outcrops. Keep away from high ground in the path of the fire. Cover exposed skin with natural fibres, 100% cotton or wool, or shelter behind a solid object, such as a rock or building. Bushfires are unpredictable. Be prepared for the unexpected.